We're talking about prayer, right? I want to tell you, young people, praying young people can change things. I know of an assembly. I won't tell you where, but I know of an assembly where the young people saw that there were problems in the assembly. Now listen to this. The young people, a little bit older than you, saw that there were some problems going on in the assembly. They saw this brother wouldn't get along with this brother and so on and so forth. And you know what happened? The young people decided to come together and start praying. And they started praying and they started praying in less than a year. You know what happened? This is very serious. You know what happened? In less than a year, one of the brothers that was a problem in that assembly, the Lord took him home. Another, and the other brother was so convicted at the funeral for, because of his relationship with that other brother. You know what happened? He repented of his ways. Now that assembly today is a growing assembly. The Lord is blessing it now. But it started with young people praying. I'm telling you here tonight that your life can be used for God, but you can't be like Jonah. You can't turn and run. Because you know what? What should it profit a man if he gained the whole world, yet lose his own precious soul? You see, the world, you'll pay the price. I know people that have lived a sinful life all their life. And you can see it on their face. You can see it in their life. There's no joy. There's no peace. They've paid the price for the life they've lived. And you know what, young people? That's not for you. That's not for any of you. There's the ultimate price that you might end up paying. And the wages of sin is death. Death means to be forever separated from God. From a loving God who loves you. To be forever separated from Him. That's what real spiritual death is. But Jonah, he paid the price. And he went down. And in his rebellion, he disobeys God's word. God spoke to him, and he says, listen, I don't care what the word says. I don't care what you say. I want to go my own way. And this reminds us, the Bible says that all we like sheep have gone astray. Every one of us have turned our own way. We've turned our back on him and gone out our own way. Listen, God's word is there for your instruction. God's word is there to help you. It's not there to hurt you. It's not there. God's authority in your life. It's not there to hinder your fun. You know, that's what the devil wants to say. That's what the devil wants you to get to thinking. That the Lord just wants to dampen all of your fun. But that's not true. You see, God knows. God knows, and He's given us instruction in His Word. Not to hinder our fun, but for our health and to help us. And so God gives us these instructions. And you know, they disobeyed God's word. And then he becomes a problem to others. Notice this, that when Jonah was in that ship, and you remember the story, right? Jonah goes down into the ship. He lays down. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? He's laying down in the ship, right? And what's he doing when he goes down in the ship? He lays down, and what else does he do? Yeah. He decides now would be a good time to take a nap. He kicks back. He lays down. He snuggles up with his favorite blanket. And what does he do? He starts snoring to beat the band. He was sound to sleep. I don't know if he snored or not. But he was sound asleep. In fact, the wind, the wind, God sent a great wind. And listen, isn't that God's grace? God sent this great wind to say, Jonah, I want to get your attention. Jonah, I need your attention. I need you to pay attention to what I'm doing in your life. Jonah, you're headed down the wrong road, and I want you back. Jonah, you belong to me. You don't belong on that road. Listen, God is telling you tonight, young people. Young man, God's speaking to you tonight. He's saying, I want you back to me. I don't want you to go down that road. And I'm sending a great storm right now. I am sending you a warning. Right now, the word of God is being spoken to you. And that's a warning to you. To see, and to hear that God loves you. That's God's grace. Man, I'll tell you how thrilling it is. How thrilling it is to see you young people here. To be under the sound of God's word. To be able to hear God's word being spoken to you. God is speaking to you right now. I want to tell you, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, I need your ears to be listening. I need your heart to be open. Because God is speaking to you tonight. So what we find, he becomes a promenade. There he is. He's laying down in the ship. The storm comes. These are experienced seamen. Alright? This isn't like me going out on the boat. A couple of years back, Brother Dennis back there and I were on a rafting trip together. And I'll tell you what, I'll never go on the ocean with Brother Dennis. And he'll never go on the ocean with me. We were flip-flopping all over in on that river. But you know what? These were experienced fishermen. And what do we find? Experienced seamen, I should say. And what do we find? We find that these seamen, they were trying to throw the water out of the boat, and they were fearful of their... They had been in many storms. They had break through many storms. Listen, they had gone through the worst of storms. But this storm was different. This was a God-sent storm to grab the attention of one of his own that had gone astray. And God shook the sea. God shook the wind. And God says, I want your attention. I want to tell you something, young people, who want your attention tonight. And God said, with the wind and the waves coming up over the boat, they couldn't handle it any longer. You know what they did? They started casting lots to see whose fault it was. And then they found out. They go and wake up Jonah. They say, Jonah, what are you doing down here? Who are you? And what are you doing here? Well, he says, get this. He says, well, I'm a prophet of God. I'm a servant of the Lord. And I'm running from God. He says, I'm trying to outrun God. He admitted it. But the thing of it is, his failure to obey God affected all those around him. Now your life can be a blessing to those around you, or your life can be a burden to those around you. Jonah's life at this moment was a burden. I want to ask you, what are you? Are you a burden or a blessing?
A blessing.
I trust so. I trust you are. I trust each one of us are. You know, with Jonah, he suffered the consequences of his sin. Jonah finally says, look at verse 11. Jonah says, because they said, verse 11, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For this sea is growing more tempestuous. They said, listen, if we don't do something, this sea is going to consume us. And you know something, young people? If you don't do something, you will be consumed. The Bible speaks of God as a consuming fire. And if you're not prepared to meet God, if you haven't accepted His love and His grace that He offers you through the finished work of His Son, the Lord Jesus, then the storm's only going to get worse for you. But you know what? The beautiful thing is, God doesn't want that for you. In fact, what we find with Jonah is that Jonah says this in verse 12. And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will be calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. He says, look, rather than me repenting right now, rather than me agreeing with God and saying, listen, God, I know I've been running from you. I get the message. I want to repent. I want to stop running from you. Rather than me changing my mind, just throw me overboard. And you know, some people think that way.